in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Happy Mother's Day to all mums and to all women. And actually, I suppose to all of us, because we're all born women. And I hope that bit of knowledge will help us learn as men to become more kind and gentle and loving and understanding of women, because we're also women in our formation in the first 2 weeks of our lives in the womb. Enough said about that. Not about being kind to mother, though. Mothers are the first women for all men that they know. And of course, mothers are the first human we know for all of us. And I want you to go back in your minds and think about the first bouquet you ever received as a woman, or the first bouquet of flowers you ever gave to anybody as a person, whether when you were a little girl or a little boy. I can remember when I was about 4, in the spring, going out and seeing all the lovely flowers, the dandelions and the buttercups, which today I consider weeds, but seeing them all and thinking they were lovely, and maybe a few white daisies, and where I lived in Quebec, there were a lot of natural irises. They grew in the woods, and they grew along the banks, and they grew in the fields, all kinds of irises. And I can remember picking a bunch of dandelions and a few buttercups mixed in, and coming home and giving them to Mum and say, "Here, Mummy, I love you." And of course, I held on to these poor little dandelions so tightly that I smashed all their stems, and they were kind of flopping over. But Mum made a big thing out of it. And I hate to tell you this, but in the effort of transparency and being at my age, I guess it doesn't matter as much anymore. I was called Pookie Pet, was my nickname when I was a little boy. And she went in a rapture, "Oh, Pookie Pet, this is so lovely. Wait till I show your father," and blah, blah, blah. And I remember it was stunning that I had this reaction from giving flowers to my mom. And it was in the spring. It was around this time of year. And I expect that many of us gave our first bunch of flowers to our mothers on Mother's Day, which is today. It was a sign of love and caring and beauty and a sense of bond that we have with our mothers and our mothers with us. And happy and healthy mothers bond very well with their children and are wonderful examples, and they show us courage and they show us determination and a sense of loving and restoring us no matter what. You know, many a mother has said about her son or daughter, but mainly sons who were wayward, "My boy is a good boy and he can't do anything wrong." And I know all of us, when we worked, and those of us who did, some of us did, worked in law enforcement, we knew that mothers could be a mighty force as we worked with people. Mothers exemplified for me over the years the sense of the Holy Spirit, the feminine of the Godhead, God the Creator, God the Redeemer, and God the Holy Spirit. We always think of God the Holy Spirit as the feminine aspect of God. And God the Holy Spirit is ever powerful, ever present, ever creating, ever loving, ever restoring. And like our mothers, always present and always dynamic. Some of us had mothers that weren't healthy mentally or emotionally, and that made it tough sometimes because you never knew how long the up would be up and how deep the down would be down. But mother was always there and always loving and always caring and accepting, and usually without conditions, unconditional love. And that exemplifies the nature of God. We are called to be creating, restoring, healing as empowered by the Holy Spirit and as exemplified by Jesus in his life's ministry. We are called to be that kind of a person. A person who cares, a person who loves. And also we are called to be diverse. In the Gospel today, in the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, we have Jesus telling his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you that I go to where I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also." We are always at one with Jesus. And we come from many places, and we are very many, in very many ways, very different people. But we are called to be one. One throughout the planet. Not just those of us who claim to be Christian, but I believe God's love and the presence of the Holy Spirit is universal. For we cannot control God. God is always a surprise. And when our days come to an end and we join the universal Spirit beyond our understanding, I believe we will be surprised of what we find. But it will be a place of love and caring and hope and restoring. And so on this Mother's Day and on this fifth Sunday of Easter, a day in which we celebrate the victory over Nazism 75 years ago in Europe, and a day in which we think of Stephen the Martyr, we also think of Jesus, who has prepared a place for us, all of us. And we think of our mothers, who did their best for us and do their best for us in very difficult circumstances. And we pray for all women today who continue to love and to work at restoration, making those who feel unwell, well, those who feel outcast, loved and included. May God's blessing be with all women and with all of us as we seek the journey following the light of Jesus and empowered by the feminine of God, the Holy Spirit. God bless us all. Amen.